Turning our attention now to international news, Ukraine again flew its flag over the regional administration building in the eastern city of Donetsk today, said police, and pro-Moscow demonstrators who had seized it have left overnight. That is the latest coming in over the wires on Ukraine. In the meantime, the United Nations envoy to Ukraine, Robert Seri, arrived in Istanbul overnight after being threatened in the Crimean Peninsula by armed men and forced to leave the region. While Seri warned of the dangers in Crimea, foreign ministers of the United States and Russia had their first face-to-face meeting since the crisis began. Stefan Boss reports.
The UN envoy to Ukraine, Robert Seri, told reporters that his experience serves as a reminder to all how dangerous the situation has become on the Crimean Peninsula. Late Friday, his car in which he was traveling was halted by armed men in camouflage uniforms who did not identify themselves, after he visited the headquarters of the Ukrainian Navy in Crimea's capital, Simferopol.
Please come as soon as possible now, because I'm afraid that otherwise we...
He managed to flee into a cafe where he spoke to British journalists.
And when I left, my car was blocked. And somebody who did not identify himself was telling me that he had orders to bring me immediately to the airport. I refused. I sat in the car. There was a kind of a standoff. At some point, these people actually took the driver out, put another driver in, tried to put other people in the car. I managed to get outside of the car, and I walked, and I found this cafe, and since then I'm here.
Eventually, he was allowed to leave, accompanied by a pro-Russian crowd. Escorted by heavily armed men, he was put on a plane and left for Istanbul, Turkey. Yet earlier in the day, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov denied Russian forces were involved in military actions outside their Black Sea bases on Crimea. He says regarding the self-defense forces, they have been founded by civilians in Crimea. They do not receive orders from us. He spoke before meeting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Paris, who said they agreed to resolve the crisis through dialogue.
We agreed to continue intense discussions in the coming days with Russia, with Ukrainians, in order to see how we can help normalize the situation, stabilize it, and overcome the crisis.
Tensions remained, however, as the Russian foreign minister refused to meet his Ukrainian counterpart, though he had separate talks with British, French, German and EU representatives. Yet Ukraine's interim government says some of its ministers already have begun talks with their Russian counterparts amid threats from the West of sanctions against Moscow. Ukraine has also been able to receive $15 billion in pledges from the European Union and $1 billion from the United States. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.